Therefore, it will shorten the system. Go down to tomorrow.
No, we didn't do this. We finished the best. I don't know why the mark was there. No, we finished the psicha. We're starting Perek Aleph. Sorry, I had myself on Perek Beis already. I'm not sure why. Not sure why that was the mark was. Distracted. Perek Aleph. Chai imuna vebetochen. Ein sofik ki hakesha hachai. Hatmidi vaabilti poisek. In Boira. This uninterrupted. Total relationship with the Boire. Mitvate b'chai imunah v'betochen expresses itself in a life of imunah v'betochen. Gefi shemagdi zoyis hachazanish, shemunah hi haloch shel v'betochen, v'lo v'betochen hu hakium haloch l'maisa shel imunah. The imunah, which is the theory, the haloch of Hashem, the relationship with Hashem, that expresses itself in the l'maisa of you feel safe, you feel secure. The father, a child has a father, so the theory is he has a father. That's it. Where does it express itself? Is when he's with his father, he feels secure. He doesn't feel scared. He feels good. The daddy's here. Everything's okay. Adamam in Kolosh Boch Hu Boiru Manig LaKola Bruim VeOso Oisav Yase Kol Amasim. Every Jew believes that a Kolosh Boch Hu is Boiru Manig LaKola Bruim VeOso Oisav Yase Kol Amasim. None of us are Pikosim. We all believe in the first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. Ela ulam keitzad hu makayim bepoel es emunoso. How does he express in practice that imuna? Rabbi b'shashim izdan men lo nisayoin. Suddenly a nisayoin comes along. Hadvarim einu mitnalim kemetuchran mirosh. When things are not going the way you want them. Adam shekibol stira roi b'kachason. God gets a patch. He sees, wow, that's terrible. One second. This comes from Hashem. The way a person calms himself down and consoles himself, that's the level of the expression of his Hilchas Imuna. He goes back to first base. Hashem does everything. And it's all for my good. That's where the imunah expresses itself. In the recognition that if this happened, then it's from Hashem and it's good for me. Come on, Cain. Kishemizdan men la'adam matzav shel ishtadlus sh'ainu matime bo'ifen mushlam l'rotzen Hashem isborok. What happens if you get offered a form of ishtadlus that's not exactly 100% kosher? He understands everything comes from Hashem. There's no force in the world to take away what's magiyah to me. No one can give me anything that's not magiyah to me, except Hashem. Then why do ishtadlus? That's not chalak. You think you'll have more money? You think you'll lose? You can't get more or less money by doing ishtadlus. No one can give you anything or take away anything from you without Hashem's permission. As why do ishtadlus? That's not berotzen Hashem. Yudi shechai k'roi la'oirin shel hilchas haimuna eini nichnas af pam lepachadim or lehisteria einu choshesh lo miyisura ahava velo midaigas hosid. A Jew that's living properly with betochen, talking about what the Chovas HaLevavos calls a Baal Betochen, that's quite some Madaga, never falls into Pachadim. By the way, the Briskerov disagrees. I'll tell you the Briskerov's Pshat, it's different to this. It's important to know this. Lamaisa. We will see. The thing you have to know is that there are many, many different Shittas in Betochen. And we'll see, he's going to discuss the main two Rishonim, but it's an amazing area of Halacha, of Ashkofa, that there's no Psak. No one comes out and says the Chazanish is right, the Briskerov is right, the Shittas Hashar Chovas HaLevavos is right, the Rashi is right. No one says it's right, and he's going to discuss it. There's a Meshes Chochma. Once this him will get there to understand why there are so many different Shittas in Betochen, and there's no clear psak of which way to conduct yourself.
When you come to Hashkofa, though, I mean, there's no psak on Hashkofa.
The Rambam is Hilchos Hashkofa, but this is not Hashkofa. This is a Halacha L'maaseh. There's not a shkofa. These are dargas and avoiders in betochen, and they make major nafkaminas to your practical existence. How much ishtadlis you have to make, when to make ishtadlis, in what area you have to make ishtadlis.
Yeah, but you have
different hashkafas
with chassidus and in mishnah.
In what? In hilchos betochen?
No, in general in hashkafas.
No, I'm talking about in hilchos betochen. I'm talking about in hilchos betochen. I can't remember who it was. Once last one of the Gedolim had to learn the Chayim Silavovis. He says, like a Rashbo. You learn like a Rashbo, and you learn the Mesilus Yesharim like a Rebbe Kiva Eiger. These are halachos svarim. These are not... the Mesilus Yesharim is a pirush on Shas. It's a halachol ha-maisa. They're hanogos. We are hanogos. Whatever. You know, different approaches. But in Betochen, there's many, many different approaches and many different svarim, and no one ever came out and said, you're wrong, I'm right, you're right, I'm wrong. They all somehow have to, and we'll do the Beshas Chochma, explains why it has to be that way, and we'll spend a lot of time on that sugya. But the bottom line now is what he's saying here is the shittas of the Chovis HaLavavis, that the ultimate of Betochen is Yishuv Adas. He never has pachadim, he never gets into hysteria, he's not worried about what it was, he doesn't have guilt about yesterday, he doesn't have worries about tomorrow. Totally ragua. The Briskerov's not. The Briskerov has a different approach, which could be more shaykh to us. This doesn't really have much relevance to me. I mean, I'm a little bit better than I used to be. You know, I can recognize that my level of betochen is better than it was, and therefore things that used to freak me out don't as much. You know, there's always a little bit. But it's hard for us to talk about being balei betochen, you know, the way the Chovis HaLevavos describes it. We're working towards that. That's where we're heading. But we're not there yet, and you need tools how to deal with what you're doing in the meantime. Briskerov is more practical. I'll just finish this paragraph. I'll tell you what the Briskerov says about betochen. He's like a child in his mother's lap. He's in his mother's arms, and he's totally secure, totally tranquil, and he hasn't got a worry in the world because he knows that his mother's going to take care of everything for him. Kach hi gam tchushas habotech ha'amiti b'boiris b'rach. That is the word, Boteach Ha'amiti has betochen. Now, the Briskerov was a Boteach Amiti. The stories about the Briskerov's betochen is legendary. The Briskerov had a slightly different touch on this. It's a very important pshat to know. The Briskerov, Rav Shach said this over in the Hesped, he said for the Briskerov, I heard this from the Pinkus as well. The Briskerov says like this. Shach once came into the Briskerov Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the Briskerov was ma'od doeg. He was ma'od worried. He was ma'od bepachad. And Shach said to him, what's the Rav worried about? Why are you so tough? He says, what are you talking about? Rosh Hashanah's coming. He says, yeah, state in Midrash betuchin anu. We have betochen that we got a mikveh and we have a haircut. We put on Shabbos clothes. We make a yontif. Betuchin anu. So the Briskerov said, yeah, but how do I know? So Shach was, what do you mean? It's a Furusha Midrash. What do you mean? How do you know? So the Briskerov said, yes, but how do I know? So Rav Shach understood that he didn't understand. He asked the Briskerov to explain. The Briskerov said like this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah asks, why the Melacha Shoros asks Hashem, why does Klal Yisrael not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? So the Melachim Hashem answers, Sifre Chaim Umava is Pasach Lefana, and you want them to say hello? Their lives are at stake. The books of life and death are open in front of me. You want them to say hello? Well, that's a stira. The Midrash says we're going to Rosh Hashanah, Yontef, happy, Shabbosnik, because Betuchen Anu. There's a stira between the Midrash and the Gemara. The Briskerov Kasha. Said the Briskerov like this. There's a piyut. Is appeared by Ibn Ben Gabriel, Ibn Gabriel, is a piyut called Keta Malchus, and in that piyut he has a line there, that's the exact lotion, it says, in his gaber alai kasecha, if your anger will strengthen itself on me, evrecha mimcha, I'll run away from you, Hashem. Where to? Elecha. When you're running away from Hashem, where do you run? You run to Hashem. Where else are you going to run? If Hashem's very angry with you and he's very cross with you, what do you do? Evrecha. Evrecha mimcha, elecha. Said the Rishkurov, that's pshat. When a person feels the fear, when a person feels the pachad, when a person knows shesifrei chayim umavas posach lefonai, then he can be betuchin. But if he doesn't have the pachad, and he doesn't have the fear, and he doesn't have the terror that Akosh Baruch is about to judge him for his love, how do you know? How do you know you can be betuch? So Mr. Kulov, how do I know that I have the akor of the sifrei chayim posach lefonai, that I can be betuch? Very often we need to recognize we have a problem. Person has a panosa problem, the example. Person has a panosa problem, it's a serious problem. So what does he say? Hashem toa, kol tova, kol beseder. Says the Biskurov, that's not betochen. That's laziness. Betochen is, I have a serious problem here. Why should I attempt to take it away? He gave it to you in the first place. Who gave you this problem in the first place? You have to recognize I have a serious problem. Then you have to make decisions what you want to do about it. Evrecha, I have a big problem. I'm running away from Hashem. I have this big problem. I don't know what to do. Who do you go to? And you have a real problem. What do? You go daven, you scream, you talk to Hashem. Then you can be relaxed and calm. But until you have the first initial hizdamnut, the catalyst to get you davening and talking to Hashem, so what are you calm about? Why are you relaxed? The child, Rahman's got a problem. No, Hashem, it's not my problem. Hashem will take care of it. Nonsense. That's not betochen. You have to be so worried about this problem that you start davening and screaming to Hashem. Ah, you daven to Hashem, you scream to Hashem. Now you can be relaxed. Now you can be calm. Now you can be relaxed. Go make your status, do what you need to do. That's the Brisker Rob's chat. Obviously, a person can get to a much higher dog, and that's what he's talking about. That's what Chavis Rob is talking about, where you're on such a high level that you don't even see the problem as a problem. Okay? As I said, none of us are living here then. We have to first recognize we have a problem, be worried about the problem, then talk to Hashem, then you can be completely calm. Rav Pinker said he was once driving and he stopped at a red light. And he suddenly, mamash had like 12 children to marry off. So let's say each marriage is going to cost him whatever, Gona Gid in those days, let's say $100,000, about $1.2 million. He thought she had Chalishas Adas. How am I ever going to do this? He said he was standing at a traffic light, mamash had Chalishas Adas Legamri. Then he looked up and he was at the thing, it was Bank Lumi. There was a Bank Lumi sign or whatever. He said, you idiot. He said, you idiot. My father owns all the banks. What am I worried about? Weiter. He was trying to illustrate. First, you have to have the recognition that you need Hashem's help. If everything's just fine and a kol beseder and you're not really a baal betochen, you're not turning to Hashem. If everything you do, you're talking to Hashem, you're turning to Hashem, whatever, you don't have to go through the pachat stage. But we're not holding there. We first need to recognize we have a problem and then turn it over to Hashem. Then you can be relaxed. Then you can be chilled. What are you panicking about? What are you having a panic about? The Moshali brings it. He brings it. Pinkers used to bring it. He's a guy's got to pay a mortgage. He's got a mortgage payment tomorrow and he thought they're going to take his house away. So he goes off to Ma'ariv. He's mamash. The guy's really worried. He's got to worry about it. He davens a Ma'ariv like no one ever saw. Moshe Rabbeinu never davened a Ma'ariv like this in his life before. He's told Hashem he's got it all clear, whatever. Fine. He walks outside, he sees his uncle. He's got a very wealthy uncle. He runs out to his uncle. He says, uncle, I've got such a tzoras. I've got to pay mamash kanta tomorrow. Please, can you give me the money? What? What's he doing? He just spoke to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'll take care of it, don't worry. Whether you'll get the money to pay your mortgage or you get kicked out of your house, doesn't matter, I'm taking care of it, whatever happens will be best for you. What are you still crying to your uncle for? You have to make ishtadlis, walk up to your uncle and say, can you give me $20,000? But what's with the panic? What's with the angst? What's with the... You just spoke to Hashem, Makol Beseder. So that's also not betochen. Once you've spoken to Hashem, you explain to him your problem, you know that Hashem's got it clear, you're in Hashem's hands, now what are you still panicking for? Go off and make your ishtadlus baroga in betochen. That's someone who's betuach. Child was scared, he was alone at home and he heard noises and whatever, he didn't know what it was. Suddenly his father comes inside. Oh, now he's calm. He's not panicking anymore because dad's home. There's no one clear cut betochen for every situation, for every person. Different avoiders in different situations in our life. There's certain things that don't freak you out. There's some people that are very chilled when it comes to medical things. it's a medical issue, you're there, she's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, call you Beseder, whatever. Comes to money, the guys, there's nobody that's a Baal B'tochen in every area. Comes to Shidduchim, you understand, you don't have to make Yishtadlers, Hakol Mishamayim, whatever. Comes to medical, had the first sign of a little ache, he's running, he can't do B'pachet. So you have to know which B'tochen to use, when and how. He's talking about the top Mukhlat. I mean, just listen to what he's talking about here. Anybody else holding here, tell me, because I've got a few brochas I need. Habatochen Mukhlat Mashem Noive Mikesher Atsuf Ben Chav Dalet Shahot Bakol Yomi Mashem Yisbarach. This betochen, total betochen in Hashem, not the Briskerov's betochen, the total betochen in Hashem, you don't have to get worried, because even that's Mayuta, flows from a 24-hour uninterrupted kesher that he has with Hashem all the time.
Amen.
Anybody you're holding there?
No.
If you would, you wouldn't even admit it, would you? So we don't know if you're holding there or not. Because if he was holding, you would say, me? Look at Divrei HaPosuk. Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecho. Posuk, Mefurish HaPosuk. Ukulosh and Rashi. Tomim Tiyem Hashem. We did this yesterday, no? Didn't do this yesterday? As Rashi HaKadosh says, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, Tisalech Imoi B'Tmimas B'Tetzapelo. I'm sure we did this yesterday. V'lo Techako Acha Asidois, Ela Kol Ma She'yav Alecha Kibul B'Tmimas V'az Tiyem Imoi U'Lechelke. Oh, maybe I did this with the guys after everybody left. There's a little cuddle there after, but that's why I'm not good with it. Says Rashi, what Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha? His Halech Imoi B'Tmimas V'Tetzapelo. Walk with Hashem in wholeness, completeness, with tzapelo. Anticipate Him. Have only wait for Him. V'lo techako al asidois. Stopping chayka, what's going to be? Ela kol ma sheyava alecha kibul b'tmimus. Whatever comes upon you, makabul b'tmimus. Va'az tiyeh imo yelachelko. Then you'll be with Him and you'll be His portion. That's all you have to do. You have to be tomim Hashem. Wait for Him. Don't have any expectations from anybody else except from Hashem. And whatever happens, accept a kol b'seder. Kashe yudi chayka acha sidois kegon shu moire bepolitike mishtadu ba'asokim yeser al amide va'osik v'daiges hamacha. When a person's worried about politics, who's mishtadu ba'asikim yoisim miyamide, he's doing more mishtadus than he should be doing, and he's worried about tomorrow and what's gets on and what's going to be. He's not walking betmimus in Hashem. Zois vayib zan kashe. Kashelana misha doiges daiges hamacha ilu letzeit midaitu. Somebody who's so busy worrying about what's going to be tomorrow, you can lose your mind. Shafilo isem elu had the gulim bekoich of oiksem yodi. Yodim ki ein boifek shum pitaron amiti la matzmedini. People that are mamash, even those that are oisek in koich of oiksem yodi, know that there are no solutions to the problems we have today. There's no solution to this, to the security problem, the financial problems, France hasn't got a solution for the Arabs, this country doesn't have a solution for the Arabs, America doesn't have a solution for its problems. Nowhere in the world do they have solutions for their problems. There's a moral breakdown in the fabric of society everywhere in the world. There's no solutions. Why are people so worried? Why are people taking so many antidepressants and tranquilizers and I was once belachat about a certain thing happened to mention to a certain drawer. He said, why don't you take a pull? There's a rule. He says, you got to take a kadura, what they call them, ragua, what's it?
Antidepressant?
No, tranquilizer, like a Valium.
Valium.
No, he wasn't saying that. No, he was saying that.
Valium.
Roga, what they call kadura, roga. It's a tranquilizer, calms you down. That's what a Rav tells a person. Tell him what's bothering you. Sit down, work it out. Ma, correct. Ma, take a tranquilizer. I'm almost insulted. That's what you think I'm holding. And he belachat says, I'll turn to Hashem and then I'll be fine afterwards.
Quicker. I think mankind's ever found solutions.
We're not supposed to.
That's right.
We get conned into thinking we have solutions.
No, I'm saying this age is no different to 500 years ago.
Russia was talking, the Chumash was talking 3,500 years ago. Tell me, Hashem Elokecha is in Chumash. It's impossible. No, I'll tell you the big difference. In previous generations, we always thought we had the solution. Communism was going to solve the world's problems. Christianity was going to solve the problems. Everyone thought they had the solution to the world's problems. Everybody knows now there's no solution to the world's problems. We've tried everything.
Islam
nothing left.
Islam thinks they've got the solution.
There's nothing left. Islam's another issue. Islam is this.
They think they've got the solution to the world.
But that's just because Hashem's trying to make them big and powerful and strong, because they have to rule the world at some point. So yeah, that's a Kosh Baruch Hu driving Yishmael. That's why Hashem's name's in his name. Don't get fooled by Yishmael. Yishmael is a special. He's on a special mission, which is really a suicide mission. He doesn't realize how much of a suicide mission he's on. Because the minute he's time's up, he's just going to fizzle into nothing.
Didn't they already rule the world?
Who? They never really ruled the world. Yeah, you're getting into the whole historical growth of Islam, and then the Western world kind of took over. You know, you had the whole colonization period or whatever, and now we're going back to what was going on with when the caliphs ruled, and they ruled in Spain, and they mamash, they did. They're very upset. They mamash, they're biting because the Christians took over their whole world. The whole of the Middle East was run by England and France, and there's such a big rise in Christianity, whatever. That's what they're going now, systematically wiping out the Christians all over the world. Yeah. The Rambam says they'll rule the world before Mashiach comes. Now, they have a very special mission. Golus Yishmael, which is a Golus we're in at the moment, has a very special message for the Yidden. So they think they have a solution. That's why they're on the offensive. But they'll also come to realize there's a shtus vehevel.
But when we see a small children, he's panicking. Why? Because he has not the tools to be ready to assume what is happening. It's the same for an adult. That means if someone is panicking, that means something is missing him.
Because he's betochen in Hashem. Yes. If the mahus of betochen is menuchas hanefesh and yishuv hadas, to the extent that he doesn't have menuchas hanefesh and yishuv hadas, he understands where his betochen is. It's a fantastic thermometer. It's a fantastic measuring tool for where you're holding the betochen, if you can be honest with yourself.
But it's normal, in some case, some people is panicking because he's not ready, he's not...
He's enough. Not on the level, we're saying. Yes. So he has to stop and say, why am I panicking? Why am I getting upset about you? Why am I belakad? Check out where your relationship with Hashem is, not what it's supposed to be. Accept reality. That's real, ideal process. That's the acceptance of the reality. The person has to know where he's holding. He has to be very ruthlessly honest with himself where he's holding in his dagas. And then make decisions. What you want to do about this? How are you gonna go up a little bit in the dog? Yeah, of course. Yeah. But that's the brisker off. Have a panic. Be upset. Be worried. Yeah, but what do you do with it now? Give it to Hashem. Give it to Hashem. Evrecha mimcha eilecha. Where do you throw your fear? Throw it to Hashem.
You have to work to go to this level. It's not like this.
If you want it for nothing. It's not like that. If you pay nothing, you get, it's not worth anything. Yeah. Ocha told me, he said, I was in Kol Kach Kasher. I said, yeah, Olamaba is an expensive place. It's a, you want to stay in a 5-star hotel, it costs more than a 1-star hotel. Olamaba is a, it's an expensive hotel. Yeah, the mechir is very expensive. It's hard. Well, you want to earn it easy, how much can it be worth? If something comes easy, what's it worth? It's only the things that are worthwhile generally require hard work. Luma says, you dear, have a talk and any day. Share a bain cup or bain cup, a call Nelson be they shamai. I don't know. A Jew that's got betochen, when the stock market crashes, he doesn't jump out the building. Hopefully. He did with betochen. There was a stock market crash. He said that. So he doesn't commit suicide, Rahman al-Islam. The other people were plenty committing suicide. In 2008, there were plenty of people jumping out of buildings. The only worry that a Jew should have is how not to worry. To calm himself down continually, to work on this every day, 10-15 minutes a day. זה הדובר היוחד שיוכל לסנוח בנו שלווה אמיתיס. It's the only thing that can give you genuine tranquility. כל השעה אינו אלא שקר, הבל ורוס רוח. Everything else that people offer you to calm you down and to get you in touch with reality, שקר, הבל ורוס רוח. Otherwise there's nothing wrong with it. Except that it's sheker, hevel, beros, ruach. Otherwise it's fine. Let's Hashem, tomorrow we'll start looking at what he's been talking and start getting to the sugya a little bit. Applies in everything. What did I see yesterday? Mori di Kalan. Can you enjoy the child you've got and not worry about the one you wanted? You hear that? Can you enjoy or be besimcha or whatever with the child you've got and not be worried about the one you don't have? The one you wanted. You wanted it. You wanted this. You had a certain vision for this child and you wanted him to be something that he's not. Can you put aside what you want and enjoy what Hashem gave you? This is also betochen, comes in chinuch, comes in everything. Shalom bayis is that.
Depending on the vision you have, that means here it's a problem. If you have a vision which is not correct.
Well, there's a stereo between the child who he is and the child you want him to be.
Yes.
So can you enjoy the one he is and stop worrying about who you want him to be? Because he's not that. He's who Hashem wants him to be.
Yes.
It's giving yourself up to Hashem more and more and more. I want $1 million in the bank and I have an overdraft. So can I enjoy the bank balance I have because that's what Hashem wants me to have and stop worrying about the one I want? In every area, and everyone's going to have his nisoyin in different areas. For some people, talking in money, that's not such a big problem. Even though they don't have him, lo mazizoto. And yet, when it comes to refuah, behelim every time. Some people, when it comes to refuah, absurd. You know, as I call me shemayim, the doctor's not nothing. I call the shtiot whatever. When it comes to money, he's panicking. Or when it comes to chinuch, ulo. Everyone's got his area because betochen is in every area. It's not just in all the areas. It's slightly different by panosa because panosa is bezesk apecha toichalecha. The chiv of ishtadlus comes from a different place from refuah and shiduchim and all the other areas. Not exactly the same. But for our purposes, it's the same. Chovas alavavus lumps them together.
So how does he explain bezesk apecha toichalecha?
Who?
How does he explain that in terms of it means you have to do some kind of
minimum ishtadlus? Yes, the Chovas Lavovas has a whole arichus on ishtadlus and what ishtadlus and how do you know what the correct ishtadlus is and how much and all arichus in the Chovas Lavovas on ishtadlus. In Achinami, he does say though that somebody who's a baal betochen doesn't have to make ishtadlus at all. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon's Darga, someone who's a Baal B'tochen, he's potter from, and explains why, I'll be swara. There's no need for him to make ishtadlus anymore because the tikkun of, this is what I'm saying, Ken Zan is Pshat and Chodesh Olavavos, is the tikkun of B'zai Sapecha Toichalech has happened in him already. B'zai Sapecha Toichalech comes to Masakan, the chet of Adam Rishon.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have the Pagam anymore,
yes.
So then he doesn't need the Klal anymore, he doesn't have to pay the tax anymore. Because he's already massacred it. Ishtad is not a punishment. It's a tick for the lack of whatever Adam Arishon's chet was. He's going to speak about it a little bit as well. So once you've reached a certain darga where you don't have those problems anymore, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, then, but now no one, we're not living with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai anymore. Even those that are sitting and learning are not making any status for Panosa, they're living with Yisachar Zvulun. They're not living b'dagas Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. They're living b'gedei Yisachar Zvulun. That's not Levi. There's two shvatim that just sat and learned. There's Levi and there's Yisachar. Yisachar works with Zvulun. Levi works with Hashem. Levi's got a different din. There's no one today functioning at a level of Levi. Yeah, maybe one or two yechidim that we don't know about, whatever. Aval we work today b'gedei Yisachar Zvulun. We're not on a darga of functioning like Levi, the Shimon Bar Yochai. I heard from the Tetz, I don't know, you can argue this out, they said the last two people that lived on that Dargu was the Chazon Ish and the Baal Leshem, the Lashem's grandfather.
You have a trust fund. Unless you have your own trust fund. Your trust fund, baby, and you're learning all day.
It's also, yeah. Okay. Talking about learning, we have work to do.